96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon, December 19th, 2023, live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful day. Grateful to be in the land of the living as we creep closer and close. Well, I'm creeping. We're creeping closer to not only Christmas Day, but also Boxing Day and New Year's. So I hope you guys are getting some things together as it relates to your resolutions, your posture, your positions, your expectations, your desires, your realignment, rejuvenation, all these things. You got to be able to do it. Get yourself prepared to move to the next step, to the next phase, to the next space in your life. It's wonderful to be in your company. I want to thank all those persons that continue to be able to sponsor the show. They are none other than Alive, Baja Retreat Limited, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Lowe's Wholesale, Ron's Electric Motors, Scotia Bank, and Wendy's. I want to thank all those persons that continue to be able to support the show. I thank you. Remember, we're going to be here next year. Talk to me. I just want to be decent as possible. We're going to be here and we're looking for your support. We're doing a great deal of things and I want to thank all you guys and say a happy, a Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays to all those persons who are celebrating in this season. I want to thank all those persons. I want to give a shout out to my good, decent people over at Bahamas Inc., Bahamas Inc. and Tuna Solutions, Bits. They are definitely being able to lay everything down. They got a great deal of things going on. I want to be able to give them a shout out and say that to them. They are located at number 130 Montreal Avenue on Wilton Street at the Apex House. They got everything for you, man. Talk to me. If you're looking for something, because I'm looking for not only stocking stuffers, but I'm looking for sort of a gift. I just don't know what to get my Jarrett. I don't know. The little ones, they good. Gabe, what you want? I want toys, Daddy. Can I have a monster truck? Can you get me a truck? Can I get a bike? Anything with wheels. He want that, right? The little girl, she ain't care. She just wants something that ain't gonna, when she bite it, she ain't gonna swallow. You understand? It ain't gonna hurt her. She just, that's all she need. And she won't follow behind her big brother so I can get her little wheels too. I got the last two straight. These big set, I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want. So if you're like anything like me, I mean, you got to go down to these guys over at Bahamas Ink and Tuna Solutions. They got everything. 130 Mount Royal Avenue. Make sure you check them out. Stocking stuffers for all those persons to get print. Printer ink, tuners, keyboards, mouse, routers, jumper drives, dual drives, Apple accessories, flat screen television, all the way up to 55-inch TV mounts, designer fragrances, which is important. Talk to me. You want to smell good. I don't think you should just smell good around Christmas. I mean, for the sake of society, get yourself some cologne. Don't fight us. Just get yourself some cologne. They got Arab fragrances. They got everything down there. I mean, they got some designer fragrances and gift sets like Bad Boys and Good Girls, Savage, Bright Crystal, Versace, Jimmy Choo. And these Arabian scents and fragrances, I got to go down there and check it out to see whether or not I can smell like money. Talk to me. I check this thing out. Go down there, number 138. They are in the Apex House. All right? Apex House. Ask for Mr. C. Tell him that Howard sent you to get those things taken care of. And also, I got to give a shout out to my good, decent people at Milo B. Butler & Sons. They have everything laid out for you. Now, I was looking for a call from Alan Butler to say whether or not these guys are going to be open this week. But it's Christmas time. I know that they made some modifications. They're normally open Thursday, Friday, Saturday for you. But during this particular season, they're going to be able to open their doors to take care of some stuff. So we're going to talk like that. Go down there to Milo B. Butler & Sons. Get your protein packages. You need these things, man. You need a little soup. It's the weather for soup. My wife did me some great soup last night, some pumpkin and cassava. And I like to have the little peas and thing in it, right? So she set it up for me. I had one of my friends come over, a family friend. And she said, Howard, I can't have a little soup for your wife cooking. They'll give us. So she ate some of that. And she really, really enjoyed it. She said, all I need is a little bit of meat. I ain't put no meat in the thing, right? But guys, you got to do this. Go down there and get yourself your meat. Get your stuff taken care of for the soup weather. I don't know if you do your short rib soup. I don't know if you do your wings, your turkey wings. I don't know. If you do a concoction and mix up the whole thing, they got everything there for you. You want to go down there and check that out and take care of that in those areas. You can definitely be able to find them. They are on Blue Hill Road North, going north, Blue Hill Road North, right there on the right-hand side, on the eastern side, right in the back of the Methodist Church, right there on the eastern side. You can be able to pick up anything. Tell them that Howard Grant sent you from the foundation. And you could be able to get those things taken care of for this Christmas season. This Christmas. I can need that Christmas money. We'll get those things taken care of. And last but definitely not least, I want to be able to shout out my good, decent people over at number 407 Blue Hill Road South, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center, is none other than AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Go there and check them out. If you're looking for insurance, I tell you, I only got an ounce and a half left of insurance on my thing. It's up December 29th. Also, you know that December is my birthday. So, you know, I got to get the car, the truck taken care of, so forth and so on. Don't be like me. Go get these things taken care of. And you don't have to wait for a long time. Give them a call. Mr. Richardson will take good care of you. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can send that thing to you, send the information. When you come in there, you pay and go. Or you can just pay with your card and you're straight. Come and pick up your thing and you are good to go. So you want to be able to do that. Tell them, tell Ethric Bro that Howard Grant sent you and you can be able to get taken care of. Guys, it's the Christmas season and we're doing a great deal of things. I am grateful to be in your company today. I am grateful. We're going to be doing our stuff on Thursday of this week, right? We have to make the necessary modifications to be able to touch some people. Why? Because on Christmas Day, they are feeding some people in Fox Hill. So the Fox Hill Festival Committee with Georgette Gardner and Warren Davis, all those persons are going to be feeding people in Fox Hill on Fox Hill on Christmas Day. So instead of being able to have this kind of duplicity and, you know, just sporadically trying to identify subsectors of places that we could be able to, you know, carve out for our own and say we're feeding people, well, why don't join in with some people? That's what I thought. I said, why don't we support this? So we're going to be going to Fox Hill. We talked about this. Remember we talked that we wanted to go to Edmund Moxie on Christmas Day and on the 21st, which is the Thursday, to be able to feed some people. So we're going on the 21st to do our thing, right? I'm going to check out Kazimu today. I'm being able to go by and be able to kind of finalize some things. Guys, if you're out there and you made commitments, today is the day you must, you know, cough up on the little situation. Not in a bad way. Talk to me. cough up on the little situation so we can go and buy the necessary resources to execute this accordingly and find the success that we want. Whatever we must do and whoever we can touch, we want to be able to do that. If you're out there and you want to be able to support and you want to be able to assist us in this area, please, jamma me, give me a call. 827-0111. 827-0111. You can be able to reach us and be able to get those things done and taken care of. We're going to be feeding people this week, right? I'm really thinking, anyway, you'll see what's going to happen on Thursday. Well, we're going to have a good time. However it happens, whatever happens, we are here. And we're committed for the long term. So we want to be able to see you guys come out and support us as we continue to be able to support and uplift the community with some sustenance. Talk to me. Not this kind of a jive. With some sustenance. Let's pick up the Guardian newspaper. Guardian newspaper today, the British Colonial Hotel reopens property, underwent $50 million overhaul. Information's in the paper. You can be able to read that. Prime Minister Philip Davis and greets British Colonial General Manager Dan McDermott and the Vice President of the Chinese Construction America International, Zhu Zhenzhou, if I pronounced that right, as they look on to these particular things. So we want to be able to talk about, I got to talk about this. I didn't go to sleep until about 2:30 last night doing research on this. I made several calls this morning doing research on this. We can talk about this, right? And the Prime Minister says, I don't need UN to tell me what's going on. Prime Minister Philip Davis said yesterday that he did not need the United Nations to report in order for him to learn about human rights concerns in the Bahamas. We can dive deeper into those particular things. It's a telling sign. It's a telltale sign. It almost feels scripted. As the Prime Minister goes out and tells the world, my God, I just want to be decent today. Let me be decent. It's Christmas time. I'm trying to be decent. The Prime Minister goes out and tell the entire world about their ethics and what they need to do in their subsectors for the community and climate change and so forth and so on. The UN tells the Bahamas what we need to do. Bananas. Bananas. Anyway, let's go. I digress. Let's go further and talk about this. After closing almost 2 years ago, the iconic British Colonial Hotel in downtown Nassau reopened its doors yesterday following a $50 million renovation. This is the information. Now, let's start right here. In the space of decency and order, I won't put something down. You know how I am with the hotel. Don't call me and say, oh, Howard, don't talk about the hotel today. Stop it. We can talk just a little taste. And then we can bring it back up in January. God spare our lives as we create sort of a course to be able to deal with this accordingly, right? Now, I tell you, I couldn't sleep last night because I feel like a precedent has been set by whether or not, I think inadvertently, I don't think precedents are designed that we're going to set a precedent. I think it happens in pursuit of whatever the objectives is of those particular persons, right? And so I want to be able to read just a little something. This is me. Now, we talked about ChatGPT. So I wanted to ask ChatGPT a question. Now, I'm going to tell you the question that I asked ChatGPT. So it gives me a subsector. When I told you that this was in the course itself, to go to this course, it didn't make sense for me. A couple of people asked me, Howard, should I go do a course on AI? I thought it was extremely important. When I sat in the room, the people at the top, at the helm, said to me that they had more questions about the questions that I had than answers. And I didn't think this made any sense. And then they keep introducing this kind of a concept that we are at the cusp, we're just at the beginning, at the interim of this particular thing. And so with the evolution of the AI technology, we in years will be in a better place. And then I said, well, if it's ever evolving, all I have to do is keep up with the information. I don't necessarily have to come. But you know, our generation is different. I needed something in my hand. I needed to show up. I needed to do these things. Nonetheless, I'm paying for the service. I'm going to utilize it in one way or another. And so I wanted to ask a question, and I did so. It's a long question, and you can go with me. Now, how ChatGPT works is that you have to give it prompts. Now, Cialan will tell you all about these particular things, but you have to say strategic words so it can know its command or its course that it has to take. And so when you hear me say this and tell it what it is, then you'll understand. And so I said, you are an expert hotelier and analyst of tourism industry trends throughout the Caribbean. Your focus has led you to analyze in great detail the relationship between trade unions, government, and hotel owners over the past two decades within the region. In the Bahamas, since 2012, with the introduction of Bahama Hotel acquiring the Sheraton property, under the guise of diversification and inclusion for more luring product, significant union busting tactics have been taking place and has ultimately shifted the hotel industry practices and standards throughout the Bahamas. Analyze the above information and provide analysis, pros and cons against the Hotels Act, the Bahamas Constitution, and ethical best practices within the industry in the Caribbean wide. That's a question that I asked it. I asked ChatGPT to analyze this data and information. They have this subsector called ChatGPT-4. And 4 is, well, I got to pay for this. So it actually gives access to the internet. But unfortunately, the information doesn't go past 2022. So it doesn't provide me real-time information. So it could analyze things that happened in the past. They can be able to grab this information, assess this, and tell me exactly what's what. You want to know the answer. The situation you've described in the Bahamas, particularly since the introduction of the Bahama Hotel and its acquisition of the Sheraton property in 2012, presents a complex interplay of factors including trade unions, government policies, hotel ownership, and a broader context of the tourism industry in the Caribbean. Here's an analysis based on the elements you've mentioned. And then it goes into context. It tells me about the tourism in the Caribbean. It gives me the key players, the trade unions, the governments, the hotel unions. It gives me the shift since 2012 with the union busting tactics allegedly used by Bahama to weaken union influence, potentially impacting the workers' rights and benefits. And then start to talk about diversification and inclusion, the pros and cons, and did all these particular things. So you get some good stuff. Here's the conclusion. The evolution of the hotel industry practices in the Bahamas post-2012 reflects a balancing act between economic growth and the protection of workers' rights and sustainable practices. While diversification and modernization are beneficial for staying competitive in the global market, they must be pursued without undermining ethical standards and legal obligation towards employees and the community. The challenge lies in finding a harmonious balance that benefits all stakeholders, the government, hotel owners, employees, and the broader community. Why did I read that to you just now? In 2000, and let me get the proper dates before I start telling you things. I tell you, I didn't sleep until... Must be 2:30 last night. All the back of my eye hurting because I wake up early making calls trying to figure out a couple of things before I come to you and talk to you today. And this isn't a Christmas conversation. Nonetheless, it's a conversation that's necessary. This isn't always festive, but it's definitely necessary. Here we go. First and foremost, if you want to know a few things, I want to be able to talk about this with you. Union busting. Let's talk about what union busting is. A lot of persons use these terminologies, but not necessarily understanding exactly what union busting is. So let's read it. It says, union busting is a range of activities undertaken to dispute or weaken the power of trade unions and their attempts to grow their membership in a workplace. Union busting tactics can refer to both legal and illegal activities and can range anywhere from subtle to violent. Labor laws differ greatly from country to country in both level and type of regulations in respect to their protection of unions, their organizing activities, as well as other aspects. These laws can affect topics such as posting notices, organizing on or off employee property, solicitation, card signing, union dues, picketing, work stoppages, striking and strike breaking, lockouts, termination of employee, permanent replacements, automatic recognition, and derecognition, ballot elections, and employee control unions. And so I went a little bit deeper. I hope I'm not boring you with this stuff. I went a little bit deeper. And here we go. Just a little taste deeper, I needed to go. And this is from the Eleutheran newspaper. Constitution reforms hearing. Nassau, the Bahamas, trade union leaders have made an impassioned plea for constitutional provisions preventing Parliament from infringing on workers' rights of association. Jennifer Isaac Dotson, president of the National Congress of Trade Unions, and Obi Ferguson, president of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress, appeared before the Constitution Reform Commission on Friday. Now, let me tell you when this is from. This is from January 2013, okay? So it goes further and it starts to talk about religious leaders and representatives from the College of the Bahamas Union of Students and former Parliamentary Commission Errol Bethel are slated to appear before the commission this week. Reverend Dr. Miles Monroe, Reverend Dr. Lyle Bethel, Dr. Simeon Hall, will make presentations on Thursday at Mr. Bethel and a representative of the Students' Union on Friday. Now, they start to go and talk to us about what their objectives were. They start to talk about, more specifically, an aim of freedom of association and protection of the right to organize and the convention, right? They started to talk about the necessity for being able to respectfully, you're burying the lead. This is a text that's coming through. Okay, so let's lead it. Let's lead it. The reason I had this conversation with you, somebody just texted me. The reason I had this conversation with you, and I want to be able to talk about this and dissect this, it goes all the way back to sandals for me. But it starts at Malia. With the tactics that were used to be able to cripple the approach of the practices that was used in the union, and what was industry practices, best practices used in the union for a very long time, that was null and void after the introduction of what we saw happen at the Malia Hotel. Right after the Malia Hotel, we saw this. Sandals closed for a $4 million refurbishment. Howard, what the hell are you talking about? Just go with me. Don't fight me today. Not today. Just go with me. This happened in, I think, August of 2016. Sandals Royal Bahamian Spa Offshore Island has closed its door for major refurbishment. And then it goes further. With the minister of the time, Shane Gibson, being able to take on this strong position and start to talk about how this is not right. He says that the layoffs are illegal. This is what Shane Gibson indicated. The layoffs are illegal. Then he started to talk about these things. And I recognize something. Now, this is where we are. Hotel owners have an obligation and responsibility to their stakeholders to make money. And in an ever-changing industry, to be able to pull people towards you for the cost of operation, for the cost of all these things, hotels cost money. A government, more specifically the government of the Bahamas, in conjunction with the union, has the responsibility of safeguarding its people. Its people, for the most part, whose industry, main industry is tourism, are finding themselves relegated to the back of this proverbial bus like Rosa Parks as it relates to the industry and what's happening as we fly towards the future. As we rush towards tomorrow, we, the participants, the employees, and all of us are in this position where we have to hold our breath. Poverty is rampant in our country. Social service being able to go and ask of the government to provide you opportunity is off the charts over the past few years. And union busting tactics, or this particular approach of closing and opening again, is being utilized to fortify owners and their stakeholders, whilst we're left holding the bag of expectation and the government in this kind of a position where they have to take care of people in need. I want to talk about this. I am grateful. This ain't got nothing to do. I tried my best to kind of set it up for you. I am not being able to identify British Colonial Hotel more specifically as the concern here. But the concern for me is that who else is going to do this? In the hotel, it gave you an opportunity to be able to close, to refurbish. You refurbished subsectors of the hotel at one point, but the entire thing, for you to be able to come back like this, you lost your years. You can't get a loan from the bank. You can't get nothing. Nothing. This is where the employee is in this country. I want to be as decent as possible as I have this conversation with you. And as I continue to be able to ingest information, I want to talk more specifically about it. I know that there are a great deal of experts that want to be able to lend to it. You're going to give me an opportunity to talk about this as we move towards majority rule in January, God spare our lives. But I think it's very important for us to understand we need to find ourselves in the right position. I want to talk like this to you. We need to find ourselves in the position. Remember we talked about it? The FNM got a vision or a strategy. The PLP got a strategy, but the Bahamian people don't have a strategy. That is in every subsector of our society. The hotel owners got a strategy. The stakeholders got a strategy. But the employees, i.e. the Bahamian people, don't have a strategy. We are relentlessly in a position of being able to take the mess that they shovel to us. We have to find strength to move forward at an independent position. Bahamianization has left us a long time. It's not even real. Let's have a good conversation about this, guys. The line's going to be wide open after we get back from here. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Make your mornings easy with the new breakfast bowls at Burger King Nassau. These delicious bowls are a complete breakfast in a convenient package for those on the run who want to enjoy the most important meal of the day, the BK way. Each breakfast bowl has all the breakfast fixings you love and comes in three tasty versions to choose from, including the classic, the Southwestern style, and the keto-friendly bowl. BK just made breakfast easier with the new breakfast bowls at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We'll be right back.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. Leading story, the lead story. The lead story today in the Nassau Guardian starts to talk about British Colonial Hotel reopens property, underwent $50 million overhaul. We are extremely excited for that. If you read further into the story, into all the subsectors, you go online, you'd find out that they're looking for 300 employees to be able to bring in there. This is bananas to me. I'm going to talk decent today. I want you guys to be able to be a part of the conversation. Tell me, how would you talk in this? I don't have no problem with that. Or let me know your insight on the situation. 323-622-3232-5-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence. Toll-free number. 242-300-5720. Or hit me up 422-4796. Now, I just got to shoot straight with you. I mean, I just want to be very plain with you. For me, for many who are, I can't say subjected, who are afforded, let's say that, whose reach doesn't go beyond the public sector or what the government provides you opportunity for me. Coming from a government high school, living in a position where I was educated in this particular system and, the subtle nuances of social expectation from those persons who work and who come from that sector of society, the hotel has been, for the most part, a savior. Can I say this? This is while we can talk like this today. You come from government school, you ain't know nothing much. You ain't had no great insight. Nobody paid for you to go off to school. You may have not been qualified to go to college, so forth and so on. You worked at the hotel. Nobody had to give you nothing. The first day you come to the hotel, you get your employee, the hotel feed you. So you ain't had to worry, but you ain't had no money today. You strengthen yourself and you find out, and this is the one thing for Howard Grant, I recognize my strength when I start to work at the hotel. I didn't know I was capable of talking this way. I didn't know I had articulation. I didn't know I had communication skills. What the hell I was using that Nate Maroc? I didn't have to use that Nate Maroc. In fact, I had to fix this. I can't be going around trying to enunciate my words in Nate Maroc. What the hell am I doing? I found strength and capability that evolved into a position of national contribution from the hotel, which was a seed for my growth as a man. This is my coming of age in the hotel. Many a man who listening to me right now never knew what their capabilities was if it wasn't for construction, if it wasn't for the hotel. This is our coming of age. But there was one slither of hope that we can climb in this organization. That the glass ceiling only existed when you tried to get out of here. You can't be general manager, but you could be a director. This idea of behemianization infiltrated our minds. We believed it in the hotel. And now to see that you could shut a whole hotel down, fire everybody, and then hire who you desire. When the thing come back, it's bananas to me. I want to be as decent as possible. Congratulations to British Colonial for being able to open up and make such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show in our society and creating an opportunity for the Ministry of Tourism to have the heads and beds that we've been craving for and looking for in anticipation for more than 8 million people coming in next year. I think this is wonderful. And I don't say that sarcastically. I don't say that tongue in cheek. I mean that. But this conversation has nothing to do. It's only because British Colonial leading in the papers today. This pop up in my head. How many other properties will shut down and shift the course of what was practiced in our country to satisfy their stakeholders and their particular property, their owners? Let's go to the line. Line is wide open, guys. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Guys, 323-623-2323-25-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
All is well.
What you talking about now, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
It's needed to be talked about a long time ago.
Praise God.
Okay? Talk to me. You work in a hotel for some time. I've worked in a hotel also for some time. And it's sad, you know, when persons, you have conversation with who you know that are now working in hotels, mm-hmm. the condition that they're working under.
We would have never...
Never, ever.
We wouldn't even come to work.
No, you won't, you know. Because it's good when, you know, when they could negotiate and have foreigners come over and reopen. They got to open up now the Hilton Hotel. That mm-hmm. is great, mm-hmm. you know. Beautiful mm-hmm. in the center of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice that they're hiring persons. Mm-hmm. Good that, you know, but mm-hmm. something is missing there. Howard, you know what is missing? The same thing that is missing to Atlantis and the same thing that is missing to Bahama,
mm-hmm.
okay? And only persons who work in hotel would know what's that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because mm-hmm. right now working in hotel is like slavery.
Mm.
You are conditioned to terms that you could, like you said, we would have never, ever, ever thought of. When you see, for example, you sitting at the table as government, right, and you trying to negotiate terms, how in the world could you left out that these properties should be governed by unions, okay? Unions, that's human rights protection.
Mm-hmm.
When you allow persons to just come in, and which is good, mind you, you know, we love it that they could come in, like I say, right, Howard,
mm-hmm.
and open up the hotel and give the Bahamians opportunities again. But you have to let them know that they don't have to come here and mistreat your people. You have to still allow the people to have that right to be governed by a union, okay, for more than enough reason. And anyone who work in a hotel know how that feels. That's a good thing. Okay, that ain't, unions are not bad. Unions are there to protect human rights. Because mm-hmm. what's happening now when you have a person working from 8 to 16 hours with no compensation, no overtime, just to complete. When you have a guest walk in a hotel with a complaint, you know, and then you decide that that person don't deserve no gratuity because of that complaint, you know. And we know the tricks and tricks of what guests could do. Okay, we know what could happen when they hear of their friends saying this. They come the following night, they do the same thing. And who's you to say, you know, anything? Next you know you're out of a job. I know a particular hotel out every week they have persons to leave in that hotel and their staff is just turning over. Mm-hmm. And we cannot see something is wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Your people are being mistreated. So when you sit at that table to entertain these foreigners, you got to let them know, look here, we have a union in this country who's supposed to be govern our people. Just they got to govern us, the union govern them to make sure that they are not being mistreated. And it's time somebody talk about this. And you know something? Or like you said, Malia closed down. And some of those persons, I think, to this day haven't got compensated.
Talk to me.
Pardon me? I'm telling
Talk
you.
Talk to me.
Atlantis during COVID, some come back, some didn't let back.
Talk to me.
There's some things happening in this country under the hotel industry.
You could
and
see the sea.
Saying, pardon me?
You could see the sea from the roundabout. The hotel ain't even there no more.
I see
and some
it.
Of these people
it's
ain't
get
paid
mm-hmm.
yet.
Someone has to see what's going on and stand up on
okay.
our behalf, okay?
Because
these parents will come and they can go. But we always have to be always here.
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much for your telephone call. I want to say something, right? I got to be able to expand this conversation and be able to incorporate or introduce or include, rather, Darren Woods, the union president, to be able to give me clarity. Because this is ever-evolving. things are always shifting in this area. There is constant negotiation for the rights of the employees, the Bahamians, and to ensure that they can be able to find themselves in a better position. In a conversation that I had today, very candid conversation, the one thing that came forward is that the hotel ain't giving you nothing because they like you. The only thing that you ever get is based upon who has fought for you. This sounds like the quintessential fight for power. See, power is never conceded. You have to take that. It's never conceded. You got to take that. And if the unions are relentlessly being able to agitate and advocate, speak on behalf of the employees, and they're finding themselves for something, why do you believe that the government or the hotel owners like you? This ain't got nothing to do with like. This is business, baby. I cannot fight the hotel owners for their position. I cannot fight them. Working in Malia, I called them. I saw their. I was responsible in my capacity as front office manager for being able to accommodate their teams. Right, so when people came down working for Bahamar, which was affiliated with Malia, they had legal teams that came down and scoured every document, every single document. I call them the wolf pack. These people had blue eyes. They looked like a little, they looked like, you know, the only thing you have to tell them is mush, mush, mush. Wolves. Wolves. I look at this and I said, this is peculiar. I got to be able to incorporate Darren Woods in this conversation. Now, things have changed and the industry globally has evolved significantly, especially after COVID-19, right? The industry, tourism industry has evolved significantly. Where we once could be able to tout this sort of an idea for sun, sand, and sea, there is an expectation to have an authentic experience also. And that's probably one of the things that's missing. The soul of an organization. That's a soul. I want to have a Tuscan experience when I go to Tuscany. I want to be able to feel when I go to Washington State, the environment that exists there, the people, the style. I want to feel that. This authentic experience is being lost into the murky waters of capitalism in our country. This authentic Bahamian experience. And guess what? I dare say it's not only regulated to hotels, because you can't get an authentic Bahamian spirit experience when you go to the straw market, when you go to Arawak Key. This is bananas. Who are we? What have we become to the almighty dollar? Have we genuflected, bowed, and now we're stuck in this position? That's why people are looking over us, because you ain't even stand up yet. Next telephone call before we go to this break. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Grant, good morning.
What's happening, my dear?
Right here.
Praise God.
Listen, I don't quite understand unions like you do, right? But I'm thinking, how much hotel in this country that is not unionized? A handful, right?
Yeah, that's... See, okay, so from a constitutional standpoint, right? From a constitution, and I bring up all the constitution, there is a human rights... you have the right to associate.
Okay, hold on. Before you go further, let me finish before I lose my train of thought.
Go ahead.
My thing is, how much of these large to medium-sized Bahamian-owned companies that is unionized? Because I want measure.
Bahamian-owned hotels?
No. Bahamian-owned companies who still have humans working for them. Bahamians working for them. And doing some of the same things to them that the hotel is doing to their workers. So I would like to know how much of those Bahamian-owned, I won't say small, but the medium to large companies that are actually unionized. Because I know we always beat up on the hotel when it comes to union. I want to know, you know, we're Bahamians talk again.
You know why? Let me tell you why.
Treat the staff.
The reason is we have a colonial view of what unionism is. If we were still segregated, the unions would be our friends. Talk to me. That's where the Labor Party come from. That's where the Labor movement come from. But post-segregation in this sort of an independent country, we've taken on masses concept of unions. Oh, you only need a union when you're doing bad, but you all intend to do bad. You all intend to thief it. You all intend to do it. And that's why we don't have that kind of association the way that we need.
Okay, so to me, it seems like we're double-talking because, okay, look at this. Like how you said earlier when you started with your intro, when you said that the prime minister is all over the world telling them how to live in order to help protect us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the UN came and telling him what they see in certain areas that needs working on, which he claims that he know about. Well, mm-hmm. we all know,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we talking so much about how the hotel treat their staff. But we have our own treating our own the same way. You know, should it be straight across the board?
I see where you're coming from. Yes, yes, it should be.
Thank you. That's my point. I feel because I've worked in big companies where I feel my rights was infringed upon, but I had nobody to call on.
Yes.
So I feel like this union thing, we need to take this beyond the foreign investor because it makes us look to me. If I was outside looking in, man, these people leave, they ain't say, man, because they're own doing their own the same way, but they ain't saying nothing, but they're waiting to pounce on me the minute I walk in there with my big money. That's not fair.
I like what you did. I appreciate your telephone call. I love what you did. I love what you did. I think that there should be, and I think that this is where we start to figure out an ombudsman, right? I always say that wrong. The Freedom of Information Act. These sort of baked in, and that is what Obi Ferguson and Dotson was actually agitating for. This symmetry that exists across all boards for Bahamians from a constitutional standpoint. Not just subsectors being able to find strength here, but when we go in another division, there's no strength there. There's even no representation. So we have to have very clear conversations as we move towards majority rule. Because this continues to happen. And it's absolutely bananas. I have to take a break. Y'all don't fight me. This Christmas time, these people pay their money. They're good, decent money. Praise God. I have to take a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to get to news. And we're going to get back to this conversation right after this.
Champ, baby girl, cable guy is here.
Since the very beginning, you have been with us.
This is called Wave, and this is called the Internet.
Okay.
Right, so
for over two decades, we've been with you every step of the way.
Little Weevil is total clock. Look at her go. She's in front.
My fellow
residents. So yeah, times may have changed, and so have your needs as our valued customers. But some connections stand the test of time. Rev, we're with you.
Twas the heights of the season. Scotiabank wanted to give the people a lift for mom, dad, and kids. Apply for a Scotiaplan loan and unwrap the perfect Christmas gift. Fix your home, buy new appliances, or go on vacation. Scotiabank is giving holiday cheer with an all-expense-paid weekend trip for two to Miami for 3 days and two nights when you apply for a Scotiaplan loan from now until December 31st. Enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months. Unwrap the perfect Christmas with Scotiabank.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life's stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711. And begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man. We could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard, granted your company, the foundation, a gorgeous day. Good a day as any to talk about some of the ills of our country. I know that, especially me, you know, I always want to kind of, you know, retain this kind of a festive mode in the Christmas time, right? I'm going to look for, you know, I got my little lapel pieces I like to put on. I'm going to look for one of those, see if I can find a couple of wreaths. If you have one, 8270111, I like it, right? It's a festive time. I'm enjoying it. I always enjoy it. Christmas is the best time of the year for me. But that doesn't negate the fact that I'm seeing some ills in our society that needs to be kind of dealt with. We got to talk about it. We can't be casual in our approach of being able to rectify some issues that has to do with the sustainability, the growth, the development, not only of us now, but for the next generation. All right? If we're taught in this kind of a posture and position that the opportunities for us to be able to realize our strength, our talent, is wrapped up in the pursuit of employment and occupation in the hotel. My God, you're taking the hotel too. You take everything from us. This is relentless and perpetual servitude. This is slavery, modern slavery. And the only thing that actually gives a sense like a cloak to the ailments and the ridges, the proverbial ridges on our backs, is the capitalism that we pursue. How we adorn ourselves with things to give the perception. My God, I just get preachy quickly. I need to stop, but I can't. We adorn ourselves with the things of life just to give the perception, the social perception, that we're doing better. We're doing good. No, man, no. I got Tory Burch slippers. I got David Heumann. I got this. I got that. You give the perception of contentment or comfort when you quietly cry in the evenings because you have yet to realize your full potential. And you yearn for more because you know that more exists within you. This is the kind of conversation I want to have with y'all today. Is it too much? Is it too heavy for you? My God, I've been dealing with heavy. It's a big guy. We're going to have to deal with it like this. Somebody text me and say, how would you bury in your lead? Are you out of your mind? This is the lead. The forward, upward, onward, together. The march on Bahama land. the facade and idea of liberty and democracy being introduced in a concept wrapped up with the foundational word Bahamian. Bahamianization of facade. Nothing. And no heads of agreement that speaks to the spirit of what needs to happen is constituted in law. Nothing. You go before the Privy Council and you still lose every time because it's not law. And this is where we are. This is where we are. And just as the former minister of labor would have indicated the wrongdoing that was coming from the Sandals Hotel and simultaneously cut the ribbon and pop the champagne with them, I'm confused. Because every sector, we see the exact same thing. The only celebration here is those that are at the forefront, those that are wrapped in the swaddling clothing of prosperity. And we the people, we work the dung hole. Let's shoot straight with the thing, man. Stop playing games. Telephone callers on the line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Good conversation, Howard. How many more seamless documentaries on the Bahamas? Fry Festivals, FTX, and the likes is a pattern now. It's all a pattern now. Let's talk about these things, guys. The lines are wide open. Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller on the line with me live. Hello? Chilo? Next one. Caller? Go ahead, caller. You're on with us live.
Howard.
Hey.
I'm in the call back, right?
It was an accident.
Lady who phoned, pardon me?
It was an accident?
No, not really.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just going to reply to the lady who called before you took your break.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if she's listening, right? But she was asking the question. You started your show by talking about union busting, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she is asking the question, say, how come we just more or less worried about the foreigners and about our own Bahamians who mistreating our people. That's what she said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. She wanted to know. She wanted to know the difference between
all the difference.
Yeah. She wanted to know: is there really a difference between how the union deals with the hotel in comparison how the union deals with Bahamian-based employment in the country? Whether or not Bahamian-based Bahamian owners are they treating their employees right?
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So that's basically what she was talking about.
Oh well, I think the difference is that the Bahamas Hotel, let's talk about the Bahamas Hotel Catering and Hotels Union, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are a trade union. They organize for employees in the tourism industry, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They more or less cover the hotels and some restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Thereby, we have other establishments like Bahamian-owned businesses that has to be formed, that a union has to be formed because most businesses, it's not under union. They're not. They don't have union coverage. They have to form a union.
Yeah.
When they, pardon me?
Yeah. You're correct.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they automatically, like for example, when you work in a hotel, you automatically, it's like you are in the union. It's just a matter of signing up.
Well,
most of the hotels.
Okay, so when I started the hotel, I had to pay 9.5% union dues, right?
That would have been.
But to pay to be in the union, it was 10%. Mm-hmm.
That's agency shops too. That's
right.
Like you are in the union, right?
But because
you
I received all the benefits, whatever the union agitated for, despite the fact that if I was in or out, I got it.
It's the same, but there was a little snipe that you wouldn't have received. It's
right.
Still not a union member as such.
Right.
But you have a coverage.
Right.
Now, what she more or less saying, how come they're being mistreated? They are labor law. So mm-hmm. We have a labor law in the Bahamas?
Yes, and a labor department,
so
yes.
Yeah, that's what they could take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the union itself, it's just for its membership, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, so you're saying that union, within your organization, you have to unite to be able to say that we want representation, and then you have to be able to pull them in, right?
And then when that happens, what happens, Howard? If you let them know you're trying to form a union, what happens?
They fire you.
They get rid of you.
That happens to quite a number of places, hotel, old West.
You let them know that we got to do this. Boom, you go.
I tell the point or something. What the name, old West, there, yeah, we're closed down. I tell you, the second they see your hair together, like you forming a union, you gone.
My God.
So I don't know, you know, it ain't like that. But the labor laws out there for person who's being mistreated. So I just wanted her, because she said she didn't quite understand. But to my understanding, that's what it is, okay?
I appreciate that phone call, my dear. You know what astonished me? The strength that exists within the city of Nassau. When I came here and realized that Kentucky Fried Chicken was under the union, that blew my mind. And then it led to so many questions. I said, how much chicken these people sell? That they are assured that people will always buy this. Because I keep hearing stories about Chicken Unlimited. And how they've gone under. You know, Bishop always tells you a story about Chicken Unlimited, right? But KFC in this sort of position, being able to unionize and understand, and then they adhere into it, that leadership and ownership genuflected and say, okay, okay. That blew my mind. Not in Grand Bahama. Do this or you're gone. My God. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Yes, sir.
Compliments to the season to you and your family.
Thank you, my brother. Same to you and yours.
Yeah, okay. All I called for, Howard, I didn't catch the second joke, man. I missed the second joke from little Gabriel. The first one said, the sports car, the tornado, tell the sports car, do you want me to take you for a spin?
Yeah, the second one.
Didn't come too clear.
The second one, he says, why are pigs the worst drivers on the road? He said, why are pigs the worst drivers? Because they hog the road. This is.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't get that, man. It didn't come to so clear. And then that's a good one.
I don't know where you get these jokes from.
But not even better than the first one. Okay, man.
I appreciate you, man.
Your young family, young Gabriel, all of them, man.
I appreciate you.
Happy New Year. Nice, safe. Holiday is coming up.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. I don't know where this boy is getting these things from. I don't know where he's getting it from, right? He go and he come back. He says, Daddy, I want to try a new joke. And then he give me a new joke. And I laugh at it. And my kids, the older ones, laugh and say, Daddy, they're so stale. You just like dad jokes. I said, these are good jokes. From a five-year-old? You can't even do this. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line with this live. Go ahead.
Hey, Big Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, boy? I see you in church. What's going on with you? You're traveling the world.
Well, I was off the island on a special mission, so I returned back yesterday.
Special mission? You wear a blue vest? You was working for the UNA?
My heaven's sake. Cut it out.
What'd you say?
But I returned back yesterday afternoon, but I listened to every conversation while I was out on a different Bahamian island.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Please, Howard.
I just want to send a note over to my good friend. See, I can call a name because we know a name. Navolia. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, my friend. You're very much on point. And Howard, this conversation you're having today is very much on point. You know, many of us out here have been hoteliers for most of our lives. And mm-hmm. we take this with a passion. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, let me inform some of our Bahamian people, especially when it comes down to foreign investors and some of those who come to own hotels here. Let me tell you something. We have met some of the most friendliest, kindest ones who really have our best interests at heart. I've met two of them in particular that when it came down to salaries, even though our labor rates are a certain level, these persons still came in and paid well beyond the rates. You know what killed us in the hotel industry? When our own tell these investors, listen, that's too much money to pay them. Cut the pay back. And I've seen that happen before in my career. Yo, mm-hmm. I've seen it. Our own is our own worst enemy, not these foreign investors. We cannot always blame them for everything that goes contrary when it comes down to the workers. It's our own who's been doing it to us. And boy, you know, I get tempted every now and again to call one or two names, but I ain't gonna call them. You know? But we know who they are. We know who they are, and there's one in particular throughout this industry that has been nothing but a tornado, a hurricane to many Bahamians, and they're still today doing it, because they're still there in the throes of doing things. But I can tell you in closing, we are always keepers. The union is a very pivotal entity that not just hotels should have, because we have some Bahamian businesses as well that's also doing the same atrocities to Bahamian workers. You go to the Department of Labor, they can't even go to the department because the second they sense they're going to the Department of Labor, they fire them. Some of these hotels, people are supposed to be hired for a certain period of time before they go permanent. Before they could even hit the permanent mark, they lay them off and they start them all over again to start the process over so they cannot get the benefits. We have to fix this country. Mm-hmm. We have to fix it. As Bahamians, political parties and politics, push them aside. We have labor laws in this country, and we have laws. Allow these people to utilize the laws, the freedom of assembly, a freedom of speech, and everything is covered by our Constitution. And ain't no entity supposed to be able to take that away from the average Bahamian person. So I just send a shot across the bow to tell our people, this is 2024, do not take any nonsense. If they fire one, they got to fire all. That's how we used to do in the hotel. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate that. Two things I want to say to that. The first thing is this. When I joined the hotel in 2002, 22 years ago, almost 22 years ago, the concept of the union came up. The very first property I went to was Mario Donato's property that's, in social conversation right now, Xanadu Beach Hotel, right? So I was a front office agent. You remember I told you I came home, I wanted to marry this woman, but, you know, I don't want nobody to give nothing to me. I want to make money. So I came home and I got jobs. I was working as a security officer doing all these things. And one of my first gigs, like a real job, was the front office, right? I didn't know that I knew anything about administrative stuff because I wasn't in business in school. I was in academic science. So I did the chemistry and I did the physics, right? So I did physics, chemistry, and it was only like 7 people in my class. We never went out for job. Every Thursday was job prep, right? So you would go off to, you know, all these companies that would take you in and teach you about their organization and so forth and so on. We never did that. So I wasn't necessarily prepared. When I worked the front office and I learned about the PIT and registration cards and taking it in and doing it, I didn't even know I had the strength in me. Then simultaneously, the conversation about unions came to the forefront. You want to join a union? And in my house, my grandmother and other persons who started to talk about, you know, it made no sense to join a union unless you're trying to do something bad. This is what came out of my home, my family. This is what came from them. But I don't bother with unions because if I join a union, it seems like I'm trying to be able to protect myself to do something bad. Well, the only reason people are joining a union is because they can't talk for themselves if they do something bad. This is the concept that came from what's being taught in our communities. I say that to say this. The union, Bahamas Hotel Catering Allied Workers Union, the BUT, other subdivisions of unions in the country, all of them, have the responsibility of educating people of what their responsibilities are. They have the task of that. And not just radio advertisements. You have to go into the school and make children understand just what the hell y'all is doing. Other than collecting people money and wait for allegations about the president thiefing your money, you need to make them to understand the importance of the union. This is how you get community back together. You remember we had this conversation about the fact that the old guard, the prime minister in his particular capacity, and all prime ministers of this country, they come from a particular elk, a particular cloth. They're cut from a specific subsector of society. They were born in an era where community was important. So they came from a community and they knew what the community needed. Oh, we need things. We need building. We need bank. We need this. We need that. So they build the infrastructure of the country. They're still in place. The union's responsibility is to make you to understand that we are the tapestry, the fabric, the glue that holds that community together, the protection, both internal and external. for what's going to happen into the future. They are not doing that well. Because if it could slip out that there's no need for communities in an independent, sovereign Bahamas, then you've already lost the battle. You've already lost the battle. You can fix this. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, what's up, man? All is well, man. What's up?
I was listening and everything you talking about today, the hotel and the unions and all of what the foreigners doing and the other callers that call in, it all comes directly home to me because me having worked in the hotel 21 years before you, 1981. When me and Michael Pendard and Miles Kilarota graduated from Air Valley, you know, I worked for 1 year. The hotel that was first computerized, you have any knowledge of that?
Yeah.
In the Bahamas.
Yes, I remember that.
Which hotel that was?
Tell me which hotel. I don't know the specific. I remember an era.
Britannia Beach Hotel.
Britannia Beach, okay.
Now at Lattice.
Okay.
I was following in the footsteps of my older sister, who from a 1970-something went and she started working on the front desk at Lowe's Hotel. She worked her way up and passed away in 2017. She was administrative assistant in Saul Kushnodow's office. When she passed away, George Markantonis, who had just left the Bahamas to go and manage a hotel in Las Vegas, came back to give tribute because she had worked her way up, never worked in no other industry, right? Former Prime Minister Perry Christie, and he was looking for someone to purchase Bahama to save jobs, sought George Markantonis out, and he called my sister, told us that, yeah, the Prime Minister came, I'm looking for purchase for Bahama, right? What I'm saying is this. We, as older members of the hotel industry, knows what it is to get fair play because I have other sisters and brothers who worked in the hotel industry also. These leaders need to understand, and the union leaders have to understand that Bahamian jobs are to be protected first.
Amen.
Because in 1982, when I went off to school, me and Jennifer Isaac Dotson, we graduated from St. Augustine in Raleigh, North Carolina. When she went there to on her volleyball scholarship under the now Governor General, Cynthia Mara Pratt, we met her there. She was a couple of years ahead of us. I came home, and I went to work at, in Cap Key after I graduated. And in Cap Key, nobody makes no time and a half overtime. They work every day for straight pay.
That's crazy.
That's still happening today.
That's crazy.
Even
on holidays?
Listen to me. You can check. I organized the workers and got more than 50-something percent.
And they kick you off a cat key. Tell me the story.
Listen to me. I want the whole Bahamas to understand this. The leaders of this country need to stop playing with these foreigners. Because Thomas Bastian was like an uncle to me. His sister was married to my uncle who's still living, who's 88 years old. I call him uncle, okay? His sister was my auntie-in-law, as we would say. I organized the people in Cap Key, got all the signatures. I didn't have to do it. I was assistant controller in Cap Key, having the perks and benefits.
Okay, let me hear what
happened. Organized them.
And what
the union didn't follow through. But they got rid of me in 87 when they were having the election, and in the general election, and I went on to start to work with the hotel union, Bahamas Catering and Allied Workers Union. I can say that anybody who working in Atlanta and listening to this conversation today, I was following the steps in the industry. My mother worked in Cafe Casino. My sister, Danny Duncanson, that's who worked in Saul Kushnodow's office, never worked in any other industry. Okay? God bless us all. And Bahamians have to know what it is to stand up.
I appreciate that.
You see what I'm saying? Look
call.
At it just like this. Our leaders,
this is a good
union
call.
Leaders,
yeah.
governmental leaders,
yeah.
do not cave. But what I'm saying, in all of this, right, we need to know what forward, upward, and onward together means.
Yes.
Okay? So to all the political leaders and to all the union leaders, Bahamian first, one of your callers said, whoever the person is who just try and step on Bahamians, and he's afraid to call their name.
You don't call their name either.
No. You know my phone number. Tell them call you. You call
no,
me.
No,
I'll call their names because guess what?
You need to be decent.
Hey,
be decent.
You got to out them. See, let me tell you, Howard. You
go
know,
ahead.
I've been telling you. You should understand who this is by voice, right?
I know who this is. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I didn't tell you. Damn 2,400 votes would have invested.
You're going back at it again.
They're yours. It was yours along with your other family.
So you're going back at it again.
You have a very good passion for caring with people.
I appreciate
it. I didn't
you.
Know you worked in the hotel industry.
Yes.
But call me. You see what I'm saying?
We can talk.
Bahamian people, my Bahamian brothers and sisters, we have it all here. And we need to know what it is to unionize, be together.
I appreciate your phone call.
AFNM, PLPs, COI, independent DNA, and anybody who don't even think about pulling together when it comes to saving this country, I'm going to say it to you. I ain't afraid of none of them, and they could bring their lawyers, because them and everything. I will stand with Bahamian first, because we need to keep these people who come in here on boat and swimming on shore and coming here, and what I'm saying, you know, breeding like somebody else, I wouldn't say, but
you
be his Bahamian first.
I can come hear you, eh? I appreciate your telephone call.
Thank you very much.
No problem, my brother. I got to let you go. I appreciate your telephone call, and I appreciate these things. So you don't know these things until you start talking, you know. We don't know these things. You got to let me take this commercial break. You got to let me take this commercial break. This line's light up like Christmas. I see you guys want to be able to participate. I'm grateful for your participation. Let me take this quick break and be right back after this.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes, free. Guardian Business Boots is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boots at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
J&J got what you need for everyday skincare. For that smooth skin, got Neutrogena, Aveeno Clean and Clear. We got Listerine that's gonna keep your breath fresh and clean. For all that you love, I'm gonna tell you what you need. Johnson & Johnson. Children's Motrin, Aveeno, Johnson, baby. Johnson & Johnson. Black Benadryl, got Tylenol and Bengay. Johnson & Johnson. Lubriderm, Imodium, and Visine.
Proudly distributed by Lowe's Wholesale.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Have you heard about Janae's Chesapeake Road's 5 days of Christmas give back? Get up to 20% off your toys or bicycles, electronic ride-on cars, four-wheelers, and motor tricycle purchases. All electrical item sales are final. Bring in a current year Janae's back-to-school purchase receipt, valued more than $50, excluding VAT, and get an additional 10% off. Restrictions apply. And don't forget the Christmas decorations, balls, and ornaments. Janae's Chesapeake Road's 5 days of Christmas gift bag, going on now. Extended store hours till 7 p.m. Hurry in and get more bang for your bucks.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Ow! 96.9 FM radio. You know it's the 80s, baby. When you fellas say, I ain't scared, the first thing I thought of, I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Let's make these things happen, guys. We're having a very good conversation about what's happening in the country, where we are, where we need to be. And I don't know whether or not this is tapping and being able to trouble the water of this kind of a stagnant position of where we exist. Talk to me. Let's talk about this. That's what we're here for. I can be gone one day, you know. Somebody else can be sitting in this seat. Y'all can be talking about them. You'll have a great time. You're going to forget about Howard all of my... But what we can do whilst I'm here is trouble the water. My God. And an angel came down and troubled the water. And as soon as the water came up and the first man in... One thing about this water. Everybody getting in this. Talk to me. How are we talking? We're getting in this. And we got to heal this nation. Because there's no way that we can continue to be able to move forward like this. There's no way. This has nothing to do with who's smart, who's dumb, who have opportunities, who don't. This is us. This is us. This is us. There's no haves and have-nots. It's only us. And whatever you perceive to have is a facade. It ain't even real. It's not real. The only thing we have is community. And we keep staggering that. We keep mistreating that significantly. You got to be able to strengthen our bonds and deal with what we must. And out of the community comes the next dispensation of leaders who understand the needs of community. You have to have community first. That's the only way people can agitate for you when they come from you, and you could keep them accountable. Other than that, if there is this sort of a broken up society with every subsector and niches that exist around, then you don't have to have allegiance to those. You don't have to have allegiance to this brokenness. Your allegiance is to yourself. Me, myself, and Irene. But if you come from us, we hold you accountable. Let's talk like this. Telephone caller on the line.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now, I remember when we had 2 million tourists. We thought that was a lot.
Yes.
Well, does it take 8 to fill up the country right now? The country full of U.S. money. If you give $100 change, most of it comes back in U.S. Did you realize that?
Depending on where you are. Because
like,
on Carmichael Road, you don't get it. But if you go on Iowaki, you get it.
No. I supervalue it. I mean, so much U.S. money floating around in this country right now.
Yeah.
U.S. money coming back in change.
Mm-hmm.
During the lockdown, you couldn't find $1.
No, I know. It's the truth. I know. You couldn't find
U.S. money floating around.
Literally, not $1. You couldn't find an American quarter.
But, do you remember the 80s?
Mm-hmm. I guess it was born during that time, but I remember it.
You missed it. The 70s and 80s and part of the 90s, we had European tourists. They were here for a month. They brought $20,000-$30,000 in cash. You ever seen the traveling check?
Yeah.
And they didn't bring much clothes.
American Express.
And at that time, they got formal wear. I mean, they made my mother extremely rich. So she ran over the hill and opened up, bought 12, become a millionaire.
Mm.
Because they spent money. They bought souvenirs going back. And this thing, now, the man come with his wife, they come back with it by himself about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I get double the $3.
Wow.
But the European tourists, Finland would go over there and carry like a talking to group in Europe and Germany and France and Italy and bring back more European tourists here. Do you remember when he was Minister of Tourism and he was, and every year he was the doorman, then he was help make up the beds?
I hear the stories about it.
I mean, like he made us proud to be in the tourist industry, and he would fight the hotel industry. He would, one time they say, we don't want to glass bottom boat, go there. He hopped in the boat himself and go on a dock and tell the with all the national, what you are going to do. Because they can't take the hotel with them when they put them out. I mean, we need fighters for our, I don't know, like you can buy him. You can threaten him. But and then 80 hours will put you out, then 80 hours wasting him.
Mm.
It's like, we will survive. But you just ain't going to put no gun to our head for a couple of dollars. And he fights Syntex, he went to Freeboard.
I remember.
But in the 80s, black people cannot read in Freeboard.
That's where the Bend the Break speech came from.
They had to leave at nighttime.
I remember.
And he tells them, y'all better change. Because he going to kick all of y'all out. We need leaders like that who ain't scared.
But my point to you is that you will never find a leader like that again unless you have community. This people came from a community. He could walk in your house because he know your ma and your auntie and your cousin. There was a connection. There was community. And so his allegiance was to the community that he came from.
See, leaders are born. Leaders don't go to school to be a leader. He was a leader. Hannah was a leader. But they cooperate together. I remember when King Eric say Resorts made a new club. And they say he can't play in it. I mean, King Eric said he called Clifford Darling.
Mm-hmm.
Clifford Darling called Eddie Hanna, and Eddie Hanna said, the resorts in the Bahamas, if you can't play, they can't open. Simple as that. I mean, like, we need leaders who does for us.
I like this call.
For us.
Like I like this call.
Trying to get reparations for the slave. We need to get ours. But Clinton always say, if you work hard, you will be rich. If you're willing to work hard, because he opened the door for anybody who will open up any type of business.
But we come to find out later on that that ain't no principle for getting rich. Your hands can't make you rich. Your mind got to get you rich.
No, you need to make right decisions.
And
you
one
buy
thing.
Nice, you can't waste the money on wine, money, and drugs. You got to buy land. My mother bought 15 pieces of land in a lifetime.
My God.
She left all of our children landlords.
Mm-hmm.
From 2000
And how much y'all buy? Y'all buy 15 on top of that?
We went to school, we ain't got to work.
See that? You see that? You see that?
She makes sure...
Where the legacy is. You got to carry on the concept.
She had to finish school. So she made sure we went off to school. She made sure, like, most of the straw vendors' children went off to school.
Yeah.
If you look at Frank Wilson mother, straw vendor.
Yeah. I appreciate this, man.
Work.
I do appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I thank you so very kindly. I got the lines lit right up. And I thank you so much for those kind of stories. I think it's important for us to understand the concept and idea of what community means. We come so far from it. My God, we come so far. We have traveled so far from the concept and idea of unity and community that it ain't even real no more. I keep trying to explain to you. All right. You come from a tribe of people. You come from a tribe of people. Whoever your people, whatever your last name is, roles, okay? So roles have a concept and idea that's precede them, okay? There's a couple of things that we know about roles. I met a role the other day. She was light-skinned, lighter than me, right? And I said, hey, how you doing? Right? Talking. So I asked her, where's she from? I said, you from Long Island? She says, no. I think she says to me, she said, she's from Exuma. So I said, you from Exuma? Right? She says, yes. I said, wow, okay. I said, what's your name? She told me her first name, and she told me she's Roel. I can never remember the first name. I only remember Roel. I said, Roel? There is a concept and idea that precedes you, okay? It's a couple of things. One, you're fighters. Two, you're breeders. Three, you're dark skin. Not in a bad way. I think that the number one last name in terms of population in this country is Roels. Because you come from this tribe, this precedes you. I don't care if you've just been a Roel today. There's an expectation that you travel along a particular path as you grow. That's community. It's internal, but it's community. We've broken up the strength of our community. What it means to be Bahamian. What it means to be native. We've broken that up. The monotony, the strength that existed in this particular space is gone. So you is a confusion. What does it mean to be a Bahamian? That conversation has lasted way too long. No one ever asks, what does it mean to be a Roel? You know. All of us know. When are we going to identify the strength again and fortify that? By being able to get back to community. Next caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller on the line with his live, go ahead. Next caller. Caller on the line with his live, go ahead.
Hey, Al, what's up, my brother?
Hey, dude, I see that thing. What's up?
Yeah, okay, good, good. I just trying to let you know. Okay.
Thank you, my brother.
But my great man, I like this topic that you choose to bring forward to the
Your New Day administration have real work to do. It's
yeah,
no more jiving.
I think next year would be better, God's willing. You know what I mean? I think it would be better, and I think that you know how it.
I it sounds like something I tell my wife. But now maybe next year could be better.
Yeah, man, God's willing.
You got to think
positive, my brother. You know what I mean? And you know, you know, you got some little work to do. I understand that, but at the end of the day, Howard, I want to say something to you.
Go ahead.
You have a lot of callers who call your talk show and who text your talk show. I hope all of them, they like to talk about all the government ain't doing this, all the pastors or the church ain't doing this. Help me, Howard. That's what you need to have. Help me, Howard. This is the Yule time season. And Howard, today I had an experience with some little children who asked me just for a dollar to get a soda. So keep up the good work, brother. And I tell you, man, this is your caller. Leave politics alone.
Shut your
politics
mouth.
Ain't for you,
shut
brother.
Shut your mouth. You don't even say that because you think I get an FNM. You need to stop. I'm coming right
now.
No,
I don't. Now
watch your arm wide open. You need to stop.
In reality of it, I have FNM friends and friends too, so it doesn't matter. But I'm saying to you, God got you there for a reason behind that microphone, brother.
Don't fight me. Let the thing happen. Don't fight me. I appreciate your call, my brother.
Yeah, you be safe, bro.
Thank you. You too, man. Enjoy your season. Enjoy your holidays. Next caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Cialan?
Yeah, for that guy who says working hard is gets you to be successful or builds money, then tell him all of the slaves would have been rich.
My God.
So it's working smart. Yeah, Howard, I just want to touch on the thing where you talked about where you first began with technology and ChatGPT. You're well on your way. You begin know what prompting is. Now all you have to do is now ask it question the questions, and you will even be...
I tell you, I've been to this course. They only teach me what they know, not in a bad way.
Right. You know, so, you know, just to know, AI is not new. It's been released. Also, public version has been released. And you're absolutely correct. So there's versions out there that myself, the wife, and others use that have direct access to the internet in real time. That is what it allowed me to do exactly what you are attempting to do, is to understand the economy and the environment. So the more data you have, the better it is. It's a language learning model. Mm-hmm. So we have versions of AI now that has moved beyond the language, the big data language models. But what happens, though, like many of the questions, like for instance, we have the housing problem, we have the ownership problem of the industry. Believe it or not, artificial intelligence has answered those questions for us. The problem is that individuals like with me who can't get to be heard beyond the midgets with the megaphones, it's hard to get people to refocus and to rethink. And so you talked about the whole economics change and what you said for tourism and hospitality and everything is being changed as rapidly from artificial intelligence to fintech to Internet of Things to everything is being drastically changed. There's a global fight going on now for digital supremacy that we're not even having a conversation of. But ownership, for instance, you see the government has been waiting now for 2 years for rent to own, right? If they understand how to use AI, AI gave me that answer about a year and a half ago. And they're still trying to figure out the mechanics of it.
But if we can be honest, is that what you think that they're trying to figure out? This is between you and I.
No, they're trying to figure out, just like the same way government says, this is what government says. We're putting people in new homes. What government does is reduce the lot size, subsidize the houses, sell it for $150,000, have the people pay $325,000 over 15 years, and then say that we give them a house, we build houses.
And they call it low cost.
Right. And so instead of creating an environment where individuals will grow and build their own homes, so for instance, we need 20,000 bed and breakfasts on Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
There is methods that's available today, especially involving fintech, that allows that to happen for those 20,000 homes to be built.
Yeah,
let me just finish the point.
Wait. You understand, we're not talking about the theoretical approach for above board business. We're talking about the Bahamas. We're talking about the bottleneck approach that everything has to go through a certain conglomerate, a certain monopoly. Talk to me.
Right, but this is why it says for the person who says that people depend on government, people do depend on government, but not for the way government has us depending. We depend on government for legislation, policy, processes, procedures, etc., to be able to thrive in an environment. Government creates that. That is what is not being created for the 21st century.
I agree with you.
And so when you say in competition, let's use an example, right? If somebody came to me for counseling right now and said to me, hey, I want to buy a house, I'd ask them, why do you want to get a mortgage? And they'd be like, well, that's the only way to get a house. I says, no. Why don't you get a business loan instead? See, a mortgage requires you to go and prove income and everything else. Well, a business loan only needs you to prove the income of that business. Now, this is just an example. For someone that I sat with about 3 days ago, they asked me what to do. I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to find you that $300,000 house lot package. But in that housing package right here in Grand Bahama, we're going to build a 3 to 4 star, 1 bedroom standalone Pyatt. And we're going to show to the bank that you could, in the worst case scenario, at 65% occupancy, bring in $24,000 a year, which will give you $2,000 a month towards your $2,800 a month salary. And if your occupancy goes higher, whatever else. And there's a lot of variations that fintech brings about. So they get their house and the property is self-funding the house practically. There is so much opportunity for the redefining. So now you could have 1,000, 2,000 of those rather than trying to build a rundown 1,271-room hotel that technically needs demolition on Grand Bahama.
But this is what I was saying. The government has a responsibility of being able to foster this environment to educate its people. 400,000 people should not be in this kind of a position where we have to relentlessly depend upon 38 people or 38 concepts and ideas to be able to give solutions for all. All you have to do is speak to us, make us understand, wrap this in our education, and the next generation should be thinkers. As opposed to laborers, right.
But that requires leadership beyond the 5 years of everything.
Hold on. Did I just set you up to be able to talk about Michael Pintar? Go ahead. No, I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
You know what? You have to fight with that because a leadership recognizes, like you brought him up, recognize that they don't know everything. So you find those of individuals that do and want to understand what is now, what's new, what's now, what's next. But I'm talking about leadership beyond the political leadership because the political leadership, when Michael Pintar becomes prime minister, his job is not to do what I said. His job is to create the legislation, the policy, the procedures, the programs, and processes. It is then incumbent upon those that's aware of the whole ecosystem to help others to grow with that environment. So this is where the concept where we have to get away looking for government to do it in that pure as respect, but we must understand to get a government that understand how to build the ecosystem, the environment that when you plant yourself in, that you can grow. But if we keep looking to government to do this, you know what my expression is? Government shouldn't be doing these things. Government should build people who build schools, build people who build roads, build people who build businesses, build people who build schools, build people who build homes, build people, build people, build people. And that is why you see the United States and other countries, developed countries, will go and fight for their businesses, go fight for their people anywhere around the world, because they understand in building those people who would build their country.
So I wasn't wrong when I said we should be able to expand this country beyond 400,000. That people
absolutely.
Should. I wasn't wrong when I said that.
No, you're absolutely correct. Look at what happens, though. The number one thing right now we could do today is to fix immigration, not this patchwork that a lot of people talk about. We're talking about like how Singapore has 6 million people, but only 2 million tourists, where Dubai and all the rest of them have a ratio is 5, 6, 7 to 1. Mm-hmm. That is where you have the protection of your citizenship as your environment, but allows the people to come in and help build a country for the benefit of those minority, which is your people. I talk about that minority as in a sense, minority of the population, which happens to be your people, mm-hmm. without threat of them worrying about being overrun or overtaken, whatever, because the laws protects them. And citizenship becomes the crown jewel next to birth.
I like this. I always appreciate calls like this, C. Allen.
Right. So I'm just simply saying is that hopefully in 2024, we can elevate the conversation as we move towards 2026 and challenge government to do these things. And this is where support of opposition forces comes in, because we need a strong opposition to hold government accountable. Remember,
and Michael Pintar is the guy. That's what you're saying.
Right. Yes. No, I'm saying to you. They're all government in waiting, right? But we have one official government in waiting, which will be who's leading the poll. He is, as the government in waiting. The other one suggests talking instead of, you know. So what I'm simply saying is that, but if we have a strong opposition, we can only have a stronger government. If we understand, because government has two choices. It responds to opposition or be replaced by opposition. And mm-hmm. that's what we need. And so if government doesn't listen to opposition and listen to the people, then guess what? We'll have an opportunity to choose one that does.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for the input. You've always been able to talk about that. And maybe we talk deeper about ChatGPT and other AI prompts and whatnot. I think it's an important conversation to have. There's a couple of texts coming through. I want to be able to read a few of these. Y'all don't fight me. Let's be able to make this happen as we chop it down in this Yuletide season. Let's see if it says, somebody texted us earlier. It says, what kind of authentic behemoth experience do we get when we go to Arawaki, Howard? Because I often feel like a little Haiti. You need to stop. You need to stop. Okay? You need to stop. I'm not even going to read all these things. This is real, though. My drinks from one shop is served by persons from Haiti. My Kong salad from another stall, persons from Haiti. And then the food came out from, you need to stop. I'm not calling these people names. You need to stop it. It's bananas, sir. I'm not going to read any more of your indecent texts in this holiday season. All right, so let's see if you read another one. It says, tell Critical Thinker to call early. I want to hear what he thinks about the abortion and adoption of technology to shape our much-needed new Bahamas. He has been telling or warning us for years. It's too late. If we don't, if not, what we can do. Okay, here we go. So it says, KFC is addictive, Howard. They ain't going nowhere, right? But Chicken Unlimited gone. But I'm just saying, it's amazing how they anchored themselves and then fortified that by being able to incorporate union, and now it's a staple. Some of y'all getting chicken for Christmas. How are you talking? I mean, it's bananas to me. I just want to be decent as possible as we talk about these things, right? So it says, blessings, Howard, regarding the crazy hotel situation and even the situation of so-called foreign investors, I firmly and strongly feel like after the Pinlink era, and you spell era, E-R-R-O-R, I think it's bananas, right? After the Pinlink era, government administrations period and all successive following government administration period have seemingly been operating and negotiating from a place of weakness and sheer desperation. Successive government administrations have come off as very tough and hard with the Bahamians, but not on the flip side, rather weak, soft, and wussy-like. with hotel and so-called foreign investors from abroad. Now, I don't know if the sad trend or pattern will change with the Honorable Philip Brave Davis administration. We're constantly noticing that PM Brave Davis is being very bold and brave with the speeches abroad globally. So please be aware that we're watching carefully to see if the Prime Minister and his administration will be bold and brave locally dealing with hotels and foreign investors in the Bahamas concerning the best interest of the Bahamians. It's a text is coming through, right? So it says job training, how? Yes, that's it. Thursdays was job training. I can remember because I never been. So it says, please note that the people that live on Cat Key pay no bills and live for free. Please note, Mr. Grant, that we only have about 250,000 Bahamians. The people here and other 149,000 people are mixed and paper Bahamians. If Sea Island is not giving up on promised by him from Pintard, if he becomes the PM, which I hardly, he'll give the FNM more hell than the president of the FNM and the vice chairman. Oh, God, you're so indecent to me. I can't. How you can let me read these things at Christmas time? Let me see if I can be decent. I said, Howard, why as an entrepreneur, if you work hard and make good financial decisions and save your money, so when distressed properties come for sale, you can buy and turn into real properties, why you can't be a millionaire at the end of the day? Let's talk about that. You need to make about $100,000 a month to be able to do that, right? At $100,000 a month, how much properties do you have, Airbnb, to be able to roll over, to find yourself in this position? The issue is, we're going right back to it. The word of the day is community. You need to forge community. You need people of like minds, capability, maybe financially, maybe administratively, maybe some other aspect. You need people of like mind to get together and execute these concepts. You can't buy 100,000 property. Not, you ain't got the money for it. But if you get 10,000 fellas and you can be able to get this thing together to execute this one property at a time, execute that, create a template, use that template and elsewhere, look at the path, the forecast of where tourism numbers are going to, whether that's San Salvador, whether that's Long Island, whether that's Eleuthera. Look at the path of what's happening. Where are they being able to put the proper infrastructure so things can come in? When Sea Island start to talk about what's happening in Grand Bahama and how you can use BISX or FinTech to be able to use a couple of things, the first thing I think about is external environmental issues. How can you say to a person that you can be able to get a business loan in Grand Bahama to be able to open up a property, so forth and so on, and pay $24,000 a month at 65% occupancy when you ain't got no airport? No, let's shoot straight. You have to look at the environmental, external, the SWOT analysis, the strength, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats, and then strategically put your money in these particular positions. You ain't got to put all the money. You can put a little piece of the money. And after you put a little piece of the money, everybody will put a little piece. Then we can go. The issue is, because of a lack of community and a lack of ingrained understanding of what community is, you want the whole hog. My God, if we had 8 hogs, and the day you get one piece of leg, tomorrow you get the next piece of leg, so forth and so on, you keep getting piece. By the 8 hog, you get a whole hog. Let's talk like this. And we have to get back to community. Get back to the concept and idea of ASU so we can get to a better position. Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to participate. You are good and decent people for your participation, and I thank you for not killing me for killing the lead story. I didn't want to kill a lead story, but I just want to talk about what's necessary. Tomorrow, we're going to be down by Baja Retreat. You can be with my guy, Mr. McKinsey, being able to talk about those things in Baja Retreat. I'm excited about it. And then on Thursday, we're going to be out there at Edmund Moxie to be able to do some things. Guys, if you want to participate, send your lashon. Let's make this thing happen. It is the foundation in this Christmas season. Have a beautiful day, guys. We're going to see you tomorrow, Godspeed, live and in full effect, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Have a beautiful day. Merry Christmas, baby.
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has